Hey, you know what it's time for? It's time for that email of the day.
All right.
3-day VIP pass to Gold's Gym, the prize for the email of the day. Can we give the Plow Pirate the prizes for the rest of the week? Guy said earlier that his breakfast depends on, quote, which strawberry milk fits in his budget. I realize.
Like 250. He said 240, 250.
That he will just give the prizes to Tim in an attempt to gain favor. But that's less depressing than him not wanting to spring for the $2.30 plastic jug of milk at the gas station. I'm sending him a case of Nanners today also. Doug, that's from the president of the unofficial Lionel Richie fan club.
President, unofficial Lionel Richie fan club.
Plowhawk, would you use a 3-day VIP pass at Gold's Gym?
I'll be honest, probably not. Yeah. I don't work out
so
too much.
We're going to keep this prize then for Thanks. The listeners. True TMA Tales, Volume 5. Mr. Vaughn walked into the courtroom with his head held high. He was being sued over his website, DougieMadison.com. It was a social media hangout where lonely stepdads could interact with one another and set up dates to local high school dances. The system was rigged. Doug had all of the hot stepdad accounts filter into his personal inbox. The defense said it was simply impossible to bottom for that many guys, so Mr. Vaughn was obviously innocent. Doug smiled coyly. After the third stepdad took the stand, the heat in the courtroom was too much. Doug shot up out of his seat and tried to kiss the lonely stepdad
that's
on the
enough.
Tummy. Doug is currently in the appeals process. From Cucky Cochran.
Cucky Cochran has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and I suspect he's not even an attorney.
Morning Bottom's the tale of a boy pig and his dream and the pressure that comes with it. Yesterday's bees mourn, I fulfilled a lifelong dream of finally winning the email of the day. Goes without saying, this was the proudest day of my life. Oh, sure, there have been several emails through the years that I've penned that have garnered the snicker of you three fine gentlemen. On several occasions, I've even been fortunate enough to earn a 2-day suspension for my work. But really, that is no longer a challenge nor a goal of mine. No longer can I be satisfied by getting a stern reprimand from Doug for merely making mention of his freakishly long foreskin or his tender but gaping. Now it's all about titles. Sincerely, email of the day winner, Burning Drip, Mushroom Tip.
I didn't like it. Burning Drip.
Boy, Plops wrote a long one. Doug, do you have a problem with that?
Oh, Lord, Ploppy. Come on, man.
Guys, Plops here. Quite the evening last night. I logged into my LinkedIn account and saw a notice that Doug Vaughn viewed your profile. My first thought was, oh, how cute. The old man doesn't know that people are alerted when someone views your profile. Little old Doug must have wanted to use my picture during his afternoon snake slapping session. I immediately pictured him sitting Indian style on his carpet, nothing but a white thong from Victoria's Secret, perusing my list of previous employers, saying things like, daddy like. Then, however, I began to worry. Maybe Doug is legitimately stalking me. Maybe he's planning to sexually attack me at my place of business. Maybe he's planning to break into my house and steal my 1994 CYC Baseball South County League Championship trophy because he's jealous that it was my team that went at county that year and not those bastards from St. Catherine Laboree. Or maybe he knew I'd seen his little notice about him viewing my page, and this was him being like Robert De Niro in Meet the Parents. He basically gave me the old, I'm watching you, Fokker. Whatever his reason for snooping around my social media pages, I welcome him. I'm an open book, propped up on all fours with these loose, droopy butt cheeks of mine. Mm-mm. Take off your watch and come on in, old man. That's from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops. Plops.
Doug, this whole Tony Lee, Jeff NY, and Timberfake love triangle reminds me of the love triangle between you, me, and Townie. Townie and I literally have boxing matches to win your love. After I win, I'm usually sweaty, and I put my sweaty gym towel on our bed to let her know that she can't use that piece of equipment because I'm saving it for you. Hey, Doug, remember that time we sat in your car at the Ameristar parking lot? What a release. No joke, you're a great stroke. It's from the White Collar Gangster. Now, we know him and his...
White Collar Gangster
female
has
lover,
been
Townie.
Suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time for vileness. Llewellyn's Pub. Blah, blah, blah.
I like when you say that,
right?
Guys, the reason there is corn out front is 920 was supposed to be the studio of dreams, but the powers that be in the afterlife made a huge mistake. Plowsy enjoyed a smoke next to the field when Harry Carey popped his head out of the corn. Hey, is this heaven? No, it's 1300 Hampton, Plowsy replied. Seeing the grimy post-it covered window, Harry knew this to be true and disappeared. Plowsy laughed. When he did, he inhaled his Marlboro Light and collapsed. The corn parted and Dan Issa strode out to the lad. This plow pirate is choking. He smacked Plowsy on the dome until the dart dislodged. He'll be turning head springs before you know it, he said. By now, all the broadcasting legends of yore came out to congratulate Issa, knowing he lost his shot at golden 920 microphones to save the young producer's life. Jack Buck turned to Ernie Harwell and growled, what the hell is this place? Let's get a cab and go to KMOX. That comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Wow, that's good.
Is that all of them, Tim?
No, there's a lot. Hey, Doug, I was wondering if you could help me move on Saturday. I'll be providing pizza, beer, and oral. Let me know. Respectfully, Horny, the Hunchback of Von Castle.
Didn't like it. Hunchback of Von Castle.
Fellas, it may be only Wednesday morning, but it's never too early for a passive-aggressive email. On that note, I wanted to say thanks for the two Red Bees tickets I won to last night's game. So what if the seats weren't actually located next to one another or even in the same row as one might expect of a pair of tickets?
Is that true?
In the words of my pageant host, it's still a great night. Honestly, it made me feel a little better about my decision to not bother picking up the 8 Slipknot tickets I won in February of 2015 for their August 2015 show. I'd have needed an effing map to keep track of me and my 7 fellow nodders strewn across Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And no, that wasn't a typo. You guys are actually giving away tickets to the Knot 6 full months in advance of the show. Because you definitely want to get in on the ground floor when Slipknot comes to burn down your city, a la Counting Crows. Notice I left off the who loves you, Prodzy, your pal, Deucey McBulge.
Deucey Mac Bulge.
Doug, take a look at how long this one is. I mean,
he's got to say.
It's the Loomster. I mean, it's just too damn long.
Yes, it is, Tim. You shouldn't
we
have
say
to that.
That. We
much.
Say they shouldn't be long.
But then the Loomster is one of those guys who gets angry on the fan pin.
Who cares? Who cares if the Loomster's angry?
Cut and paste it there. It's about French fries, Doug.
Okay. Well, it should be if it's from the Loomster. That's his bailiwick.
Morning, fellows. I'd have to say this potential Timberfake fight has got my synapses firing. Whether it be Timberfake versus the Brawler, Timberfake versus Jeff, Indiana, St. Louis, New York, or Timberfake versus the people of the city of St. Louis. Just a suggestion, but I think the loser should be fisted like in those lesbian submission videos.
No.
Hey, Doug, want to wrestle? I'll let you win so you can give me the triumphant fisting of a lifetime. The hipster of Tower Grove South.
Awful. He's already been suspended. Hipster of Tower Grove South, your suspension has been troubled. You'll now serve a suspension a period of 6 days' time.
Guys, big match for Southside United tonight. We're playing at the Slough High, and we want to make Tim proud. Anyway, Kat, you're old and like show tunes, so I wanted to get your take on something. Mount Rushmore of musicals. I'll go Music Man, seen it last night at the Muni. Guys and Dolls, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And my GW would be, of course, be Bandwagon. Now, I know it's curious that I have two Frank Sinatra movies in there. However, my favorite actor by far is Fred Astaire. Doug, do good. Avoid evil. Barnhart Brawler.
Barnhart Brawler. Brawler.
And finally, during the big fireworks display at the Ozarks on Monday night, I saw a bolt full of topless, sweaty, balding, hairy men in their 50s dancing around Jermaine Stewart and grinding on one another. The boat's name, you ask? The SS Free Dotum. Thanks, Kurt. And that's what we have for email of the day.
He's new.
Who's going to get the Gold's Gym 3-day VIP pass? Wow, wow, wow.
I had Cucky circled and Lionel Richie's fan club, the president of the NFL. I'm going to go Lionel Richie.
I'm going to vote for a fellow by the name of Mac Bulge, Deucey Mac Bulge.
God, I set aside the president of the unofficial Lionel Richie fan club. I set aside Cucky Cochran, and I set aside Deucey Mac Bulge. We're on the same page.
Cucky Cochran was suspended, Tim.
Yeah, I know, but that's going to get overlooked.
What?
God. The one that made me laugh hardest was Deucey Mac Bulge. I'm going Deucey Mac Bulge, but those were three gate competitors. And who voted for Deucey Mac Bulge?
Me.
There it is. Deucey Mac Bulge has won. Email of the day. And Deucey Mac Bulge will be at Gold's Gym getting tight getting rewarding. Ah, yes.
He won't accomplish that in 3 days, Tim, but it'd be a nice little start for him.